Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden announced several members of his economic team today. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, he also officially confirmed former Fed Chair Janet Yellen will be his nominee for Treasury Secretary.
If she's confirmed, Yellen would become the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary in the department's more than 200-year history. Biden also nominated Neera Tanden to serve as Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Tanden would be the first woman of color to lead the OMB. Biden also named one of his former economic advisors, Jared Bernstein, to the Council of Economic Advisors, along with Heather Boucher, an economist who's focused on inequality. He tapped labor economist Cecilia Rouse to lead the council. She would be the first African-American in that position. In a statement, Biden said his team is comprised of, quote, tested public servants who will help the communities hit hardest by the coronavirus. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
As millions of Americans return from the Thanksgiving holiday, various communities across the country are putting stricter measures in place aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Los Angeles County has imposed a stay-at-home order for its 10 million residents. And Santa Clara County, in the heart of Silicon Valley, has temporarily banned high school, college, and professional sports and decreed a quarantine for all those who traveled more than 150 miles outside the county. Health experts had pleaded with Americans to stay put over the holiday, but millions ignored that advice. There have been nearly 13.5 million coronavirus cases in the U.S., and more than 267,000 deaths. Most health officials expect the situation to worsen in coming days. President Trump is still questioning the integrity of Georgia's election system and personally targeting its Republican leaders. That's despite the fact Trump says he will campaign in Georgia this weekend for incumbent Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt has more.
Yesterday, President Trump said he was, quote, ashamed to have endorsed Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. This morning, he tweeted at Kemp, calling him, quote, hapless, and asking him to overrule the Secretary of State to force a signature audit of absentee ballots. The governor's spokesman responded that Kemp cannot legally interfere in the election process. Election officials have explained that a signature audit isn't practical. At this point in the process, signatures on absentee ballot envelopes have long been separated from the ballots themselves to protect the identity of the voters. Election officials say there's been no evidence of widespread fraud. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says he's leaving his post on Inauguration Day. Pai, a Republican, will likely be replaced by someone chosen by President-elect Joe Biden. The administration traditionally chooses an FCC chairman. Pai has presided over a contentious FCC. He undid net neutrality rules that barred Internet service providers from favoring some types of online traffic over others. This is NPR. The NFL's San Francisco 49ers have found a home for the next few weeks in Arizona. The team was forced to search for options after the California county where it practices and plays games announced a temporary ban on contact sports due to the coronavirus pandemic. More from NPR's Tom Goldman.
During the pandemic, the NFL has stressed the need for flexibility, which describes the San Francisco 49ers' next 2 weeks. They'll play home games in Arizona instead of their stadium in Santa Clara, California. The county's ban on contact sports is expected to last at least 3 weeks. The Niners will host games against Buffalo and Washington in the stadium normally used by the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals don't have home games on the dates the 49ers needed. Still to be determined where the Niners practice. If they can't do that somewhere in the Bay Area and then fly to Arizona for the games, the team may set up a coronavirus-protected bubble in Arizona for the entire 2 weeks. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Number of Americans signing contracts to buy homes last month declined for a second straight month. The National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, announcing its pending home sales index declined by 1.1%. Much of that drop was apparently due to a lack of homes on the market, still because of an extremely hot housing market over the summer. After lagging in the spring due to the coronavirus pandemic, contract signings are up 20.2% above where they were a year ago. Stocks lost ground today on Wall Street. The Dow down 271 points. The NASDAQ fell 7 points. The S&P 500 was down 16 points today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.